like we just hit 11 o'clock, if you'd like to go ahead and do the memorial for John.
Roger, roger. This is N5QTD. I'm assisting Ray, our chaplain, N5NAD, with this service. Of course, we remember Ray in our prayers and hope he's coming along well. Stand by. This is memorial service for John Wesley Lawson, Sr., November 5, Yankee Echo, November. John was only 53 years old. Traveling Texas, passed peacefully from his earthly home to his eternal home on May 5th, 2015 at the VA Olympic Hospital in Temple, Texas. John Wesley Lawson was born May 2nd, 1962 to Zeta Smith Lawson and Foy Lawson in Brownwood, Texas. He married Deborah Rogers on July 9th, 2002 in Maine, Texas. John was a man of strong Christian faith and his service to God. Over the years, he has served as Sunday school teacher, church board member, member of the church band, and as a chaplain. He lived his life bringing a smile to everyone he met. He would never leave their presence before seeing a smile that brought great joy in his heart. John was a hugger and had such a tender heart for children. Sometimes, when interacting with a child, he was the biggest child, especially if he made those children smile and laugh. He shared with all his great faith and belief in the redemptive power of Jesus. He never missed an opportunity. He walked and lived in faith without question. When John was in his battle with cancer all this past year, he never lost faith, but instead became stronger because of it. Not physically, but deep in his heart and soul. Yes, he was greatly loved and will be missed by those he had to leave behind. John attended school in Brownwood, Texas, before trekking out on his own. He eventually joined the Army and showed up patriotism to his country. He was with the 101st Airborne Screaming Eagles, and he actually completed his education while in the service of the Army. He then went on to college and received an associate degree in applied science and electronics. John was salutatorian in his class and was invited to be a member of the International Society of Certified Electronic Technicians, as well as an FCC licensed radio engineer. He served with companies in Weatherford and Brownwood before settling in his service with the Texas Communication Mid-Tech Cellular for the major part of his working career. John was an active enthusiast and amateur radio member of the Brownwood Amateur Radio Company, a certified examiner with W5YIMHRRL. He was also involved with Skyborn for American Red Cross, Mars, and Harris. Any capacity in hobby and emergency radio communication was his passion. He had a heart for his community and wanted to serve in any capacity he could in order to get back to his community. John and Siobhan Lawson's wife, Debbie Lawson of Brownwood, son John Wesley Lawson II, and wife Samantha Brownwood, stepchildren Thomas Edward Fields II, and wife Melanie of Gale Ferry, Connecticut, and Jessica Faithfull, and husband Brad of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, brother-in-law and best buddy, Bob Rogers. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made for the family. Friends are invited and encouraged to sign an online guestbook at www.NethertonFuneralHome, that's N-E-T-H-E-R-T-O-N, NethertonFuneralHome.com. This is N5-TPD. For a memorial service for November 5, Yankee Echo November. In just a moment, I'll pause for anyone else that might want to make a comment about John. Let's hear these words of Scripture. Jesus said, I am the resurrection, and I am life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of hell and death. But because I live, you shall live also. Let us pray. Eternal God, we pray for the great company of all those who have finished their course of faith and now rest from their labor. We pray you for those near to us, and we have changed our hearts before you, especially we pray you, Lord God, whom you have graciously received into your presence, to all of them grant your peace, let your perpetual light shine upon them, and help us so to believe, for we have not seen, that your presence may lead through our ears and bring us alive to them and to the joy of your home, not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So now take a standby. I did not know John personally, but if there's anyone out there who would like to say something, come now with your call sign. Over. Yeah, I think I heard somebody in there. George, did you hear it?
I could tell they were in there, Larry, but I couldn't copy. Anyone copy the station with a comment?
K5A's and K. KE5UYM. Stuart, go ahead with your comments on for John. Okay, all right. Pretty rough copy today. Thank you, Stuart. He didn't realize that we were through. Go ahead, Larry.
Sir, checked in, got him checked in. This is N5QGD, 7290 traffic at Memorial Service. Are there any other comments from anyone? Guess not. I'll go ahead and close with this prayer. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Back to you, George, K5BMR, 10-5-2-GD.
10-5-2-GD, K5BMR. Thanks so much for being from all. You did a good job, and we really appreciate it. For those that might not have heard, Larry, N5QGD, did a memorial for a net member in November 5 Yankee, Echo November. John down in Brownwood became a silent key recently. Anyone that knew John that might like to make a comment about him? Any relays? Nothing heard. Thanks so much, Larry. Always a sad occasion. Okay, this is K5BMR call.